last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Having been sentenced to just over 2 years in jail, the early release of Dubliner Alison Chalk from prison after just 28 days raises serious concerns and questions, the opposition has said. While prison overcrowding has been cited as the reason, just how can this type of release occur when she was found guilty of a violent assault, and what are the factors driving or behind her release? Joining me to discuss this first are Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin's justice spokesperson, and Conor Hanley from the School of Law at NUI Galway. Conor Hanley, you might tell me this. Is it normal for someone who was sentenced to more than 2 years for an assault of this nature to be released after just 28 days?
No, that's not normal. Early release is part of how we manage offenders. We use it to incentivize good behavior, both in prison and following release, usually under supervision from the probation service. 25% remission on a sentence would be fairly normal. But for this particular program, it's called the Community Return Scheme. There are it's designed for people with relatively low sentences to be reintegrated into society under the supervision of the probation service. And there's three levels. Anyone with a sentence under 1 year isn't suitable. They should be dealt with under community service legislation. So the starting level is a 12-month sentence to an 18-month sentence. They are eligible for release literally from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a second level, 18 months to 5 years, or from 5 years to 8 years. The norm would be serving half the sentence before being eligible. So Ms. Chalk appears to have been considered to be part of that first category, 12 to 18 months. Now, it is worth noting that the sentence was not 12 months. The sentence was 26 months, with 14 months suspended, during which she could be yanked back into prison to serve the remainder of her sentence. So 12 months initially, followed by a potential 14 months. And that really needs to be kept in mind. This was a 26-month sentence for a particularly violent assault. Mm.
And just on that point, because I wanted to clarify this, given the fact that she's now been released, does that suspension hang over her, or is it now a matter? Is this now a closed matter?
No, it does hang over her. And some advocates of early release and temporary release schemes will point out that the sentence as it stands is still being served. Even though she's not serving it in prison, it can be reimposed upon her if she breaches any condition attached. Now, she would have to be insane to breach any conditions, given the kind of leniency that she's received. Mm. So I can't see that happening. But yes, the sentence does hang over her for the duration, yes.
And is this a decision purely by the prison service, or is there any recourse to the court on this?
Once the court has imposed its sentence, the court's job is done. And the offender, now the prisoner, is handed over to the custody of the state, of the executive authority. And it's for the executive, the government agencies, to make decisions about their management.
Okay. And again, just to that point, the fact that this wasn't like unpaid parking tickets, this wasn't sort of financial, a financial fraud issue. This was a violent, unprovoked assault.
Yes.
Are there not sort of exemptions or conditions that normally attach to these sort of early releases that, if you're involved in such a crime that you therefore can't be considered?
That would certainly be the case for very serious violent crime. So this particular scheme doesn't apply to anyone serving a sentence of 8 years or more.
Yeah.
So, murderers wouldn't be eligible, rapists wouldn't be eligible, child molesters wouldn't probably be eligible. It goes up to 8 years. It's, you can get a lot of violent offenders into that category of, 1 year to 8 years. There's a lot of people would fit into that category. Whether they're suitable for this is a different matter. One of the conditions is an assessment by the prison service that the offender does not represent a threat to the community. So that assessment has to be made as a sort of foundation.
Just stay there, Conor Hanley. Matt Carthy, if I can bring you in here at this point. In your statement this morning, you said, why has a woman from a well-to-do background who has been convicted of a serious violent crime been released under this scheme, having served so little time? What is her background, her wealth, or her privilege, if anything, to do with this?
Well, that's what I want to know, Danny, because this is, as Conor has outlined, very unusual. I am aware of many other women, particularly in prison, who would be much better served by other measures in terms of getting their lives back on track, rehabilitating and ending recidivism. And that would be if they were dealt with by addiction or mental health services rather than prison services. And these are people who are in prison for non-violent crimes. I think we have to be very clear that when we're talking about violent crimes, we are also talking about victims of violent violent crimes who in many cases will have undergone huge trauma. And in many cases, we're aware that if the prison service and the broader criminal justice system don't deal with these issues effectively enough, that can actually add to the trauma of victims. So there's a number of elements to this issue that I think this case has actually been of value, because it has shone a light on the fact that we have serious overcrowding within our prison systems. And that has a double-fold impact that I think we as a society need to be aware of and concerned of. One is that there are people who should be in prison today who aren't because of the overcrowded situation. But secondly, our prisons aren't able to do their job in terms of rehabilitation. Mm. The levels of recidivism in this state are way beyond the EU norms, and certainly way beyond states that have got this right, such as the Scandinavian states. So of those people who will be released today, going on the latest figures which we have, which are 2023 figures, but 42% of people who will be released from custody this year are going to reoffend within a year of being released. For younger offenders, the figure is nearly 60% within 1 year, almost 80% within 3 years. That's pointing to a dysfunctional system that isn't working.
No, I get your point about the wider system, but you and your parties in your statement said this raises serious concerns. And I just want to know, is it the fact that this sort of wealthy woman has been released, or is it the length of time that she has been in? I'm just trying to dig down as to what, because you've introduced her background and her, I suppose, her family status.
I asked the question that I think many people will be asking, because many of those other women who I am talking about who are in prison for non-violent crimes, who haven't received the benefit of the community return scheme, and who we know would be much better placed under the services of addiction or mental health services if those services were actually available to them outside of the prison system. Most of them come from communities or from backgrounds of severe deprivation and poverty.
So you're saying that this is an example of the system being geared towards wealthy people?
Of how this instance has been dealt with, compared to the vast majority, because thankfully very few women end up in our prison system, albeit that Limerick Women's Prison and Dokas are severely overcrowded at present. And the vast majority of those who do have a very similar profile in terms of backgrounds and in terms of circumstances. And those circumstances and backgrounds are ripe with addiction and mental health issues. And we need to ensure that when people enter our prison services, particularly undergoing relatively short prison sentences, that we can be confident that the majority of those who leave the prison services are going to be coming back and being and less of a threat overall to society. Okay. And unfortunately, we cannot do that because of the mismanagement of the broader criminal justice system, but particularly our prison system under this current government.
I want to bring Conor Hanley back in here. Conor, like, is this ultimately not just a pragmatic decision saying that she's deemed to be kind of low risk in terms of reoffending? You know, the prisons are clearly well over capacity, and they need to just make room for people who are probably more deserving to be in prison. Is it essentially pragmatism at work here?
Well, yes and no. There's no question about the overcapacity in our prisons. I was looking at the figures earlier, and today we're operating at 117%. Obviously, that can't continue, and that's with over 500 offenders out on temporary release. Imagine if they had to be incarcerated as well. Something is going to have to give. Either we stop sentencing people to prison, even if they deserve to go there, or we have to start releasing people to make room for others, or we have to start doubling and tripling up in the cells, and there's all kinds of security problems with that. Something has to give. But it is interesting that this woman was released under a community return scheme. And if you look at the prison service website, it's described as a rehabilitation scheme. It incentivizes early release and reintegration, rehabilitation. It's the scheme is not designed for early release on the grounds of efficiency and overcrowding. So I can't help but think that there's an element of dishonesty in that we're using a scheme that was set up and is described specifically in rehabilitation terms simply to reduce overcrowding. And even if we are reducing overcrowding, A, we should be honest about it, but B, we also need to consider who we're releasing.
Okay.
And I got to say, this woman would not have been at the top of my list.
Okay, very good. We'll have to leave it there. But to Conor Hanley, lecturer at the School of Law in NUI Galway, and Matt Carty, Sinn Féin Justice spokesperson, thank you for joining us here on The Last Words.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.